So are these new Iron Man shirts that you guys are wearing?
Same thing, Ben. I wore this for you today.
Yeah.
The new one, though. 8 for 8.
Is that for training camp?
Yeah. It's always training camp. Yeah, we're
a
little delayed. Yeah, a little delayed.
Someone else?
No questions?
Devin, why do you think you guys have been so good at forcing turnovers, like deep in your own territory at your own goal line this year?
I think it's just continuing to play. You know, it's obviously something we work on. You know, obviously not the turnover part, but red area situation is something we spend a lot of time on. So I think, you know, when we get in the red area, everyone realizes, like, you know, the drive's not over. We spend time, we talk about the red area, so we're trying to get stopped. So, you know, and a lot of times if you can get a turnover, you know, it's a 7-point swing. You know, you take the field goal off the board, touchdown off. So it's a huge play. You know, I think it's just been more about executing, you know, whatever our game plan is. And, you know, a couple of times we've come away with turnovers and they've been huge. They've been, you know, obviously this one, you know, that was the end of the game, but overall, that's huge in a football game if we get a turnover. You know, last time we played Buffalo, Eric getting an interception down there, like, that's just big for us defensively.
Lesson learned from the Miami game, the quick turnaround, and what can happen when you face a team like that close, time frame, you know, a couple of weeks apart?
Yeah, but I just don't think of it that way. Like, I don't think we sat in there and went to Miami and was like, you know, we'll just go out there and see what happens. You know, we tried to prepare. So I think the true lesson is how to prepare each week and be ready to go. This is a huge game, division game, week 15, where everyone's playing for something. So you got to come ready to play. We know Buffalo's going to come in here, try to get a big win on the road. Two teams that know each other very well because we just played a couple weeks ago, and you know, we play each other twice a year, every year, and, you know, it comes down to this at the end of the season. You know, we're going to get their best shot, and they're going to get our best shot. So I think that's been the focus more this week than anything, you know, not really, you know, reliving that and saying, you know, this is what we need to do. It's been trying to get ready and understand that we need to be ready to go from the beginning to the end of the game.
Devin, do you anticipate it might be a little bit more chippy than normal based on how the previous game ended with Brock and White?
I don't. You know, like I said, week 15, it's going to be like a playoff atmosphere. I don't think either team's going to need what happened last game to get them going. You know, it's for all of us, it's going to be much bigger than that, you know, what happened at the end of the game. So, you know, to me, football is always football, and two teams trying to win a football game at the end of the season, it's going to be chippy. It's going to be everything, you know, from pushing to shoving to fighting for extra yards. You're going to get all that Sunday.
What makes Daron Harmon so talented when it comes to end-of-game situations, end-of-game interceptions, turnovers? You saw another one on Sunday. Is there something that he does that allows him to be able to be in position each and every time?
You probably have to ask him. I don't know. He just – I think it's more him being a consistent player than, you know, the time in the game and all of that stuff. And, you know, I just think it's him – always being consistent. You know, when the ball's his way, you know, if he drops some of those, we don't even talk about it, you know, but it's him making the play, which he does all the time. You know, he's working on that in practice. So I think that's more of it. He's a guy that he watches a ton of film. He watches those situations, red area. So when the play comes his way, he's making it, you know, whether it's in the first quarter, the second quarter, the end of the game, he does that. You know, the situation doesn't affect him. The pressure, it doesn't bother him. So, I think, you know, his preparation is always, you know, since he was a young guy in here, you know, if he was thrown in there at the end of the game, he was ready to go. And I thought he's always done a good job of taking advantage of opportunities.
Devin, in the first game, you guys did not have to play against Benjamin or O'Leary, neither of whom practiced today, but it's still possible both could play, or at least one of the two could play. If Benjamin's out there in particular, what kind of a difference does he make for Buffalo offensively? He'd gone up against Indianapolis, kind of contested ball.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we saw him this year, and, you know, I think he had 4 catches, 100-something yards, so creates a huge problem. So a bigger guy, huge catch radius, you know, if he gets inside you and in front of you, it's hard to stop the ball from getting to him. So You know, it's between both of those guys who played. They both played last week, so you know, we're expecting to see them. And I think, you know, and O'Leary gives them their two tight end sets with two guys I think they really like, whether running or blocking with Clay and O'Leary. So, you know, that's something else we got to prepare for, and we didn't see it last time. Obviously, we prepared for it. So those are two guys that I think that changed our offense a little bit from the last time we played them that we got to be ready for, that we're preparing for. We see, you know, watching the Miami game, you can see a little bit of the difference, you know, with trying to use Benjamin, the big guy, get inside, make catches. You know, O'Leary had a big catch that, you know, started to get them going for their first touchdown. So two guys that we need to know, you know, when they're on the field and how they change the game.
What makes a guy like McCoy so dangerous in this offense?
This feels like the Antonio Brown questions last week. He's really good. You know, great feet, great vision, extremely hard to tackle in the open field. And, you know, a lot of times it's hard to get two hands on him in the open field. So, you know, and I think in our offense they do a good job of, if you just open a small crack, you know, he'll see it. And sometimes, you know, he'll go to the right if it's all shut down, put his foot in the ground, turn around, run back to the – so, you know, I think he's always been like that in this league, and it really doesn't matter what kind of offense you put him in. You know, it seems like he's that good of a player that he's going to find some free space, and when he finds it, you know, you want to get three or four guys because it's just tough to tackle him in open field one-on-one.
So it's like total awareness. You got to be totally aware.
Yeah, like we've talked about that, you know, today a lot, you know, of everyone pursuing to the ball. Everyone's at the point of attack. There's not one guy on the defense that's not going to be responsible for bringing him down once he gets in the ball in his hands. So it's, you know, we can't just say, you know, the linebackers are going to get him or the D-line. Like, it's everybody. And then when he gets it, it's us in the secondary making sure, you know, if he breaks through that we contain it and funnel it all back inside to each other.
Devin, there was a report today that, Alex Guerrero has had some of his privileges rescinded from the team in recent weeks. I know a lot of the guys see him on their own. I'm just curious, have you ever seen Alex? Have you ever gone to him for work?
Yeah, I have, but the rest of that is above my pay grade, so I have no idea about any of that.
Is it ever an issue when you have maybe the team training staff wants you to do one thing and Alex maybe has ideas about how to do things as well?
Like I said, no idea. I've seen the training staff. I've seen Alex. I've seen Ellen Spicuzza, I've seen Hope, so I could give you a rundown on the people I've seen, but the rest of it, I don't know.
How do you look at the mindset of the team when it comes to what you were able to accomplish Sunday, put you back into the position you want to be into, but now you have to execute these next two games?
Yeah, I think this is a part of, you know, trying to be a good football team and mental toughness and, you know, always being able to understand, you know, that last week was a game that we wanted to prepare for. It was a big game for us. And now this week is the same thing, another big game that you got to be prepared and be ready to play. You know, you can't, you know, in the NFL, you can't say, you know, this game is the biggest game ever. And, you know, you get all pumped up and you go win it. And then you're like, all right, we did it. And then you go out and you play bad for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Like every week you got to be ready to go because they're all big games. And then, you know, like we talk about around here, after Thanksgiving, everything's huge. You know, you don't play in any games that you can just come out and say, you know, we'll just relax today. It's, you know, it's a little different than college. You know, you don't get to, you know, play a 1AA school. Like, no offense, but, you know, when you're top team like Alabama or something in the country, you know, those are games that, you know, they're not going to be as tough as when you're in the middle part of your schedule in college. You know, in the NFL, every team, you know, especially coming in here, no team's coming in here saying, you know, we're scared. Every team that comes in here, they want to beat us. They want to beat us bad. So, you know, it's a key part in the season that I think is always the toughest part when you put together injuries, holiday, like everything is, you know, against you. You've already played a ton of games. You got to have the mental focus and, to me, as a team, come together and understand, you know, how important it is to be urgent right now, because that will usually be the difference between winning and losing games this time of the year.
Hey, two more. Yeah, the other day in the Carolina Green Bay game, Thomas Davis had the hit on Devontae Adams that led to a suspension. That play aside, when you guys go from being defenders to blockers and you're trying to make something happen in the return game, how much do you go over that situation so that you don't, the guys don't, that would even nullify as a big return, or take a free run at an offensive player and you know, cost themselves the team?
Yeah, I wouldn't say we go over it like every other day, but we've talked about, you know, the legal way to block, you know, not hitting guys in the head. We talked about not going and taking a shot at the quarterback if the quarterback's not pursuing a play. So we've always talked about that. And then, you know, like I said before, the NFL sends different videos about that stuff. So it's something we've definitely talked about. It's not like a reoccurring thing, but I think everyone on defense is aware, you know, what you have to do if we do get the ball and trying to return it on how to be a legal blocker.
Is that something that you will like, actively think about while you're on the field? Is, ooh, I could do this right now, but I'm not allowed to on a block like that?
Not really. Like, I don't even think like wide receivers, when they come and crack, like, I think they're trying to knock your head off, but I think we all know, like, you can't hit a guy in their head. So I think it's like you coming down and trying to work your technique, whether, like, if I'm in coverage and, you know, I'm trying to play outside leverage, I'm thinking about playing my outside leverage. If you're trying to make a block, you know, you're thinking about getting your head across and not hitting. So I think it just comes down to, like, the technique part, not, like, you trying to avoid a fine or something. It's just trying to work your technique the right way.
All right, guys.